Hello everyone, happy Mother's Day to the mothers and to everyone actually who acknowledges and celebrates the divine feminine energy, which is an energy for all of us, no matter if our bodies are male or female, animal or people. The divine feminine energy and the divine male energy are existing in every one of us, and the moment we experience flow in life is when we are aligned with both of them and they are in balance. What does this even mean, to be aligned? You know, there will be different perceptions of what a feminine and masculine energies are, but one way to consider it is the masculine energy is expanding and giving, and the feminine energy is receiving and nurturing. It just comes to me to mention here that when we actually have imbalances in the relationship between our male and female energy, or our divine feminine and divine masculine energies, what happens is, it depends on how the imbalance is tilted in favor of what energy, it either seems like we're not getting the opportunities that we choose, it's like the universe is not generous to us, or it seems like the opportunity is there, but for some reason we cannot receive. You cannot receive from it. Like, we don't even allow ourselves to receive. Someone asked me earlier today as to what's the best way to keep discordant energies away from my energy field. And that's an excellent question. If we actually know how to do this, the whole universe will be a much better place. And, you know, one way to consider here is having the divine feminine and divine masculine energies to be balanced and expressed in every one of us. So this means that when the divine masculine is expressed, we are manifesting, and the universe is giving to us, all the opportunities appear, and the divine feminine is basically aligning with receiving. That everything that the opportunity can give us, allowing ourselves to receive. Have you ever felt like you're given and you don't allow yourself to receive? You basically resist receiving. Well, then your relationship with your divine feminine energy is scrambled. It's out of balance. You've kind of like stifled it and closed it up. And this is the time to understand what's going on and to balance it. You know, the harmony between the divine feminine and divine masculine energies is extremely important for being aligned with the source energy, which actually is, we have the divine masculine, the divine feminine, and the source energy. And basically, in order to manifest something in the 3D reality, we use the divine masculine energy. But before that, we have to actually conceive it starting from source will, the void, and then going through the divine feminine energy. So this is the path. It's as simple and easy as it is. Then the question is, why are we not aligned with it? Why we're choosing something that is difficult? Well, most of the time we don't choose it consciously. It's unconsciously chosen for us, because unconsciously, the unconscious is much more powerful than the conscious mind. So when we have programmings and discordant energies in our unconscious minds, what happens is they override what we consciously decide to do. So the truth is that we are choosing it, either consciously or not consciously. And once we remind ourselves of this and allow this to be, instead of denying it, then it's the first step to change it. And again, change happens by choice. We have to choose differently. We have to choose to clear the stuff. You know, it is interesting. We brush our teeth, take a shower just daily, and we don't actually complain that we have to do it. You know, we go to the bathroom more than once a day. We don't have to complain that we do it. It's just we accept that that's how we're designed and that's what it is. On the other side, how often do we clear some energetic blockages that are preventing us from being ourselves, being in balance, being aligned with who we truly are? Well, very rarely, and when it happens, we are kind of like fed up with it. We don't like it. We don't gratefully embrace it and clear them. But instead of this, you'll be, I don't really feel like it. It's not the right time. Well, let me ask you a question. Is there a right time that you would like the blockages to get activated and come up so that you have to work on clearing them, you allow them to be cleared? Well, for me, if I ask myself this question, the answer is no. I would never choose a time that now I say, now is the right time for this to happen. Because if it's a time that I feel really great and I'm in the flow of alignment, when this happens, it will feel like I'm not in the flow now. And I have to address it. So I wouldn't choose that to be the right time. And if it's in a time that I am actually not in the flow already, when this happens, it will feel like even more burdenous. So I wouldn't want it. So actually, there isn't a time that's a better time than the now. And the truth is that the only time we have is the present moment, right now. Anything that we procrastinate and live for the future, or ruminate from what happened before, or sit in fear and worry about what's going to happen, we're crisscrossing to the left, to the right, to the past, to the future, but they don't exist. The only thing that exists is right now. And meanwhile, we're losing all this now that we have. And instead of creating what we choose, we are actually amplifying what we don't want without even realizing it. So how smart is that? And my message today is to all the mothers and all the people and everyone in the universe, I invite you all to consider and embrace the divine feminine energy and the divine masculine energy, and to allow them to both be present, to come out and play within you, and to be in perfect balance. Because for every one of us to manifest what they choose, they have to have that balance, no matter if we currently are in a male or female body. It has nothing to do with the inaccurate perception that if you're in a male body, you have to have only male energies, and anything that is not considered male is shameful or whatever classification, and vice versa for the female body. If you're in a female body, you cannot have masculine energy. Well, actually, it's completely necessary. The same thing, like if it's necessary to, once you inhale, to exhale, once you take an in-breath, to let it out after that, and take a breath again in and then let it out. And we cannot say one is more important than the other. They both are equally important and have to be balanced. Cannot inhale more and exhale less, or vice versa, because that's going to cause a huge problem for our physical bodies. And the same thing here, amplifying on one energy and pushing away the other or despising it is actually not beneficial for us at all. So how about this? I invite everyone to embrace their divine feminine, to embrace their divine masculine, to allow them to dance together in the most beautiful dance that's very balanced, powerful, and absolutely delightful. How about this? And that's my desire for everyone. And what if we actually become consciously aware of how a male and female, or divine masculine and divine feminine energies are balanced within us? Anytime when we choose, when you talk, when you think, if you focus on how this balance is expressed, we'll have very quick results that we actually will adore. And I will, the prayer that I use here is actually supporting that balance. It is divine consciousness, Father, Mother, Life. This Father, Mother, Life is exactly divine masculine energy, divine feminine energy, and life is the source energy. And in all honesty here, there is a whole thing to be said about Father, Mother, Life, divine masculine, divine feminine, source energy. They put in this order because that's how they come in this order. And you know, any time when we truncate it and call our Father that's in heaven and there isn't any Mother, the divine feminine energy is being ignored, we actually fracture ourselves, fracture our soul identity. Even if it's unknowingly to us, it's still happening, and we hurt ourselves a lot. So how about this, starting today, to create a new morphogenetic field, a new magnetic zone, where the divine feminine is appreciated, because it's absolutely necessary. Without the divine feminine, nothing could exist. You know, everything, all creation includes the divine feminine, includes the source, and includes the divine masculine. So here it is, divine consciousness, divine masculine energy, divine feminine energy, source. You are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Yeah. So let's celebrate the innate balance of the divine masculine and divine feminine energies and the perfect harmonization of them in Source Will. Thank you.